Weaver and this is episode number 2. We're talking today about interesting solar system. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The Sun makes up 99.8% of our solar system, with the planet Jupiter accounting for the largest part of the remaining mass. These are many different objects found in our solar system, such as stars, planets, moons, comets and asteroids. Objects in the solar system orbit the Sun, which means that they move around it on an elliptical orbit. In addition, the orbits of these objects are in the same plane, called the ecliptic plane, which corresponds to the position of the Sun in the center of our galaxy. Although it is common for most people to believe that the edge of our solar system is Pluto's orbit, this is far from the truth. Many objects beyond Pluto are many times larger than Pluto, and over the course of the 20th century scientists have assumed that they extend to almost 2 light years, roughly the distance between the Sun and Earth, or about 1.5 light years. For more information, visit the Planets and Dwarf Planets page and browse the various objects in our solar system by clicking on the images below. Although there has been some discussion about the origin of our solar system, the following outline is an accurate description of its evolution, with an emphasis on the early stages of its formation. Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun and also the second largest planet in the solar system and the third largest planet on Earth. According to NASA, Mercury's proximity to our Sun and its position on the outer edge of the solar system is partly due to the way it formed. We are used to ice, liquid and gas settling in the outer regions of young solar systems, NASA says. Mercury has also been the scene of a large number of volcanic eruptions, such as volcanoes, and volcanism. Mercury has no atmosphere to protect it from the Sun's relentless radiation, so surface temperatures reach as high as 1,500 degrees Celsius during the day and fall at night. According to NASA, as Universe Today explains, the eight worlds differ from other objects orbiting the Sun, including the famous dwarf planet Pluto, in the way their massive gravitational fields affect the region of space in which they move and in their distance from our solar rays. So, apart from our own lunar system, there are no neighbors in space in our solar system, apart from a small number of distant moons and a few asteroids. If you look at a huge picture of the universe, zoom in on the Milky Way, then zoom in again and zoom in again, you will find our solar system. Astronomers believe it was formed when a massive interstellar cloud of gas and dust collapsed, creating the stars that anchor the system we know as our Sun. This cosmic arrangement consists of objects orbiting at least one star, including planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and other small objects, all within the galaxy. Although too small to be called planets, asteroids are rocky chunks, also known as space rocks, known as meteoroids, orbiting the Sun. In the orbit around Mars, you will find space rock that is left over from the formation of our planet. Tens of thousands of asteroids are gathering in the belt that lies between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, in a belt of about 2.4 billion kilometers. Comets live in a distant region, the Oort cloud, which is about 1.5 billion kilometers from the Sun. Astronomers believe the Moon is one of the objects captured from a region of icy bodies around Neptune, ranging from trillions of comet-sized objects to larger objects 100 kilometers in diameter, including Pluto. It is the outermost of Jovian's moons and was hit by asteroid impacts, making it the most severely scraped body in the solar system. The Moon is unable to replenish its surface due to its ancient landscape, making it vulnerable to the effects of solar wind and flares. It is visible on the surface of NASA's Hubble Space Telescope and other telescopes. As one of four moons orbiting a planet other than Earth since 1610, Callisto provides important clues to understand how the Sun is at its center and not on Earth. As it is the closest of its kind, the Solar System is 4.6 billion years old and contains the Sun, a rotating yellow dwarf star whose strong gravity causes numerous objects to orbit it in almost circular orbits, including the moons Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Neptune. The Earth is at a distance known to astronomers as an astronomical unit of 2.6 billion kilometers from the Sun. Sunlight is able to cover this enormous distance in 8 minutes and 20 seconds and travels at an average speed of about 1,000 kilometers per hour. This is all for today, friends. My name is Luella and this was episode 2 of 123. See ya next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.